Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations right here to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNlive.com on their website. That's where you can hear me streaming over there. And also, let's not forget that we also broadcast on some of the leading Salem Media Group stations out there in some of the major radio markets of America. We appreciate that. And we also broadcast on some of the great independent stations that America has to offer, and we appreciate that, too. So between the combination of the three, we're moving along, doing quite well. Thank you very much, and we appreciate everybody that listens and tunes in. And I've been getting a bunch of messages here. They're stacked up. I'm going to try to go through and say hello to a few people here in a little while. But you can go over and check us out on the Internet where we're streaming. Also, my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where you can hear the show over there if you can't hear it any other place. And, of course, then we've got the Westwood One satellite, which is how the stations get the show. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our great active-duty military and veterans, as well as our EMS and our firefighters and our police and our hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those out there working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody who is working on the Third Watch right now, a special shout-out and thank you to them, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx and UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail from point A to point B, and of course James the driver and Felix the driver and shop steward, as well as many other drivers out there too, including Jeff in Sarasota, one of our limo drivers driving the airport shuttle. Now, you also can find us on MeWe, on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on X or Twitter as at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Now, don't forget that you can go over to the website, find out a lot more about the radio show, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, let's go up here, and first we'll pick up Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And now we'll pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, as well as over in the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we're going to say the pledge, and then I've got a weather bulletin to get out there. So here we go. Denise Simon, good morning.
Good morning.
All righty. Now, we're going to cut this. Thank you very much, gang. We appreciate you. And they're going to go back inside. All right, here we go with the pledge. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a tornado warning in Osceola and Orange counties until 4:30 a.m. That's over there of 9:50 a.m. Our Salem affiliate over in Orlando. You guys and gals over there, tornado warning in Osceola and Orange counties until 4:30 a.m. Please be careful. All right, Kyle, take it away.
All right, thank you, Captain. And Denise, we're going to start this morning international, and then we'll bring it down to American politics. But in October, China's going to have their Belt and Road Forum, and evidently Vladimir Putin is scheduled to be there. Of course, he's still under a threat of being arrested, but probably no chance of that in China, right?
That's right. He's safe going to China.
So, of course, you know, he's going to be there, of course, helping to strengthen their relations. And what do you think China is going to be willing to give him? I mean, they're still supporting Russia in extensive ways. And is it going to get more intense as a result of his trip there?
China's economy is in trouble here. And that's not a good thing for the West, especially I would say the United States, because we rely so heavily on manufacturing from China in our supply chain. But their unemployment for their younger generation is huge. I think it's somewhere around 25%. And they're having some issues with real estate. So I don't think this is going to be all cheers and parades with this summit. I think they may be discussing, you know, ways to kind of get around some issues or talk about the way forward. But Beijing has got a lot of economic concerns going on right now, and I think this summit is really just it's almost like a Potemkin village. We'll show how great we are together, so forth and so on, when things are not all that great, really, for either country. And sometimes desperate leaders do desperate things, and they could be concocting something that we need to be prepared for.
All right, you guys, here comes the music. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Wednesday morning. Of course, the hurricane is getting ready to make landfall here in another couple hours or thereabouts up there in the panhandle. We'll tell you more about that when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, at Geico Insurance, they are currently mobilizing their special storm teams to go into the projected area of the storm, and that includes Florida and Georgia and the Carolinas. And if the storm hits in your area and your vehicles are damaged, or maybe your home or your apartment or your condo, because they insure all of the above, then you'll know that there'll be a team, a Geico team, on standby, ready to provide you with immediate assistance. Now, their experienced claim specialists are available 24 hours a day, every day, to help you quickly resolve your claim. You can file a claim on the Geico mobile app by just visiting your online claim center, or you can give them a call at 800-841-3000. Remember, Geico values their customers' security and peace of mind, and their goal is to provide outstanding service that quickly gets you back on your feet. Geico, GEICO.com. Check them out. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hey there, Denise.
Good morning.
All right, and we've got Bagammon Bob on the line with a question. Bagammon Bob, what is your question?
Yes. Now that China is having all these economic problems, and apparently in a lot of different sectors, and also the fact that they're young people, a lot of them are unemployed and stuff, I think this is going to lead them to try and do militarily solve what they can't solve economically, and the more pressure that is put on them, the more likely they are to turn to such a thing. And we have only to look to the past to see what's happened. Example being Japan in World War II when they had to get oil, and Germany to some degree when they do stuff like that. And the other thing is, are we getting any progress in getting more of our supply line out of China? I noticed a lot of companies are considering China uninvestable now, and I think this is going to lead to us taking more and more of our supply line out of China. What does Denise think on that? That's it, Captain.
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
There's been a little bit of movement, but not nearly enough. The movement really is to not renew contracts or to take small percentages out of various locations in China by U.S. companies. I don't know that China's going to do anything necessarily militarily, but they would. Remember, where they have hybrid warfare, so I think that they're going to work diligently to continue to steal from the West what they can, intellectual property, any kind of copyrights, any kind of things like that, so they can, if they lose some of their manufacturing, they'll do it on their own and sell it. They don't need the United States. So I think it'll be a soft war, an escalated soft war against the West.
Okay, Kyle, what do you think?
Well, you know, Denise, you know, you talk about some of the influence that China has, of course, throughout the world, and this is one of the reasons why Putin's going over there, right, to talk about the Belt and Road initiatives and so forth as they celebrate all this. But we've talked a little bit about this before. China wants to dominate the rare earth substances on Earth. How is this going to play out, do you think?
Well, they've pretty much gotten what they want. I mean, they've taken, you know, dominion over rare earth mineral locations across the world. And you know, they're sitting fat already, you know, and we're doing nothing. You know, I heard Tony Blinken and not Tony Blinken, but the but I guess it was a State Department spokesperson talk about that we continue to hold them accountable. Exactly how? Hold them accountable. What are they doing? I mean, you know, nothing. Now, a huge report came out yesterday, and it's something that I've been talking about that we ought to be doing, but we're not. But Meta, which of course is Facebook, they removed 7,500 accounts linked to the Chinese influence campaign. Now, I think I've said on this show at least twice that we ought to put millions of dollars into some effort to shame Russia.
Denise, hold on a minute. We have another weather emergency here. Folks, we have a tornado warning now in Polk County, until 4:45 a.m. That's a tornado warning in Polk County until 4:45 a.m. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, you know, I think I've said on the show a couple of times that we ought to be doing the same thing. We ought to be shaming Beijing and Moscow for being two of the worst citizens of the world. But you know, they beat us to it. Meta has found Facebook groups, Instagram accounts, and they're targeting the United States, Taiwan, the UK, and several other countries. So, and they're calling this spamouflage. And some of these were first identified in 2019, but they're using TikTok, Live Journal, blogs, I mean, all kinds of things here. So, you know, what is the U.S. response? And by the way, every one of us uses Facebook. But is Facebook warning any of the users?
No.
This is happening? Because I haven't seen it.
No. Nope.
Exactly. So I would say that, you know, good on Facebook for, you know, doing this, but they're also not telling anybody. So, and you know, and I can see where some people are very caught up in you know, some of the things that are put out there. I looked at a couple people that I, you know on Facebook, and they got caught up in some things, and I had to kind of correct them on it. But, yeah, so they say they're cracking down on global disinformation. Okay, good. But, you know, what are we doing? And what is Facebook telling all of its users? Nothing.
Exactly right. And I might add, Captain, as well, that tornado warning you just mentioned, this is the storm capable of producing that, located near Wakchula, moving northeast at about 35 miles per hour. So if you're in that area, you want to be aware of that. Well, Denise, we got a couple of other polls as well. One poll shows Biden and Trump neck and neck. Then we got a McLaughlin poll that shows Trump beating Biden handily in the Electoral College. Is one of them just a popularity poll, national poll, but this electoral issue would be seem to be the most worrisome for Democrats?
Well, Democrats are worried. There's no question about it. They're absolutely worried. And so, you know, but not worried enough for Biden to get out there. They're, you know, running ad campaigns in areas that they possibly can, trying to get back some of the Latino vote and some of the black vote, you know, the Biden campaign is virtually non-existent. So I'm not a big poll watcher. I mean, I look at the snapshot and go, eh, okay. But those that are running any kind of campaigns and those that are worried about it, they watch those things incessantly and try and make whatever adjustments they can. But, you know, I don't think Biden can prevail. I don't see it.
Well, and of course also, you know, you've got the Democrats, you know, perhaps looking at getting another candidate. But what's the outside limit of that, Denise? Would it be at the convention, or when do you think that would actually take hold, if at all?
I have no idea. I mean, I thought, and my conclusions are just like everybody else's. You know, the only person that it looks like it can possibly be is Gavin Newsom. And the White House is not very happy with him, but the DNC is fine with him. So it's kind of like, you know, it's too hard to get a handle on that. And the White House is unhappy with Newsom because he's agreed to debate Ron DeSantis on Fox with Sean Hannity.
Continue tomorrow. You've talked about. Thank you very much for a great, inspiring conversation. Okay, Denise Simon, Kyle, you hang on too. And folks, just to let you know something, we now have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 storms in the Atlantic Ocean coming off the coast of Africa. 5 storms right now. I just saw the weather map. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
AM 930, The Answer. Odyssey. AM 930, The Answer.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. a news update. The Biden administration is seeking to help lower prescription prices for older Americans on Medicare. President Biden made the announcement Tuesday.
You're paying 2 to 3 times more for the exact same prescription manufactured by the exact same company that it would cost you in Canada or France or anywhere else around the world.
Negotiations on prices will begin this fall, and prices are expected to take effect in 2026. The prescription drugs include those that treat heart failure, blood clots, diabetes, and other illnesses. He says no Republicans voted for the measure. The search for human remains in Lahaina is now 99% complete. The waters and coastline still need to be fully searched. Divers from the Maui Fire Department, Navy, and Coast Guard are searching the waters off Lahaina. The death toll remains at 115, exactly 3 weeks after the fire, but hundreds are still considered missing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
All right, and we are going to dispense with the military and veterans news this morning. However, we're going to play the commercial for National Aviation Academy because they're the ones that bring you the segment, because we've got way too much storm news right now that we've got to get to you right away. So take it away, NAA.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, make sure you check them out, naa.edu, become an aviation maintenance tech. It's a very high-paying, in-demand job. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from Tampa, naa.edu. And don't forget, you can call Mass. To take the tour at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Now, ladies and gentlemen, We've got a hurricane, obviously, that's taking the key front and center issue here, Hurricane Idalia. It's going to come ashore as a Category 4, a very dangerous and life-threatening hurricane, Category 4, up in the Panhandle. Not sure exactly where yet, but it looks like it's going to be somewhere in the Big Bend area. And we now have another another tornado warning. This one for Citrus, Hernando, and Sumter counties. There was a report of a system, funnel cloud, near the airport in Hernando County on U.S. 41, moving in a direction that would take it towards Citrus and or Sumter County, moving towards the northeast, I guess it would be, out of there to go up that direction. So please heed the warnings and pay attention and be careful. And whatever you do, don't just go barnstorming out the door this morning and walk into a bunch of water or anything else, because you might be stepping into an area where there might be wires down. You might be stepping into an area where there might be a critter out there that you hadn't planned on. Say maybe you've got an alligator in your front yard now that decided to go for a swim in the surge of water that came in, or the extra water that brought him across from the other side of the road or whatever. You got to be really, really careful. Okay, Kyle, let's do this. You've got more power outages. Tell us about it, please.
We do, and we'll get right to that. But just in the time that you were talking, Captain, about the Citrus, Hernando, and Sumter County, where we see that tornado warning going on, a new one just popped on the map. This is in Orange and Seminole counties. This is, again, thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located over Biflow. This is moving north at 40 miles per hour. The warning stays in effect for at least the next 24 minutes or so. So we've got, let's see here, 1, 2, 3 active tornado warnings that are going on right now in various parts of Florida, and because obviously this storm is beginning to generate these conditions. Taking a look at the power outages, as you were just saying, Sarasota County now 8,300 out of power. Pinellas County has climbed again. Now they're up around 17,500. So that's heading up. Let's take a look real quick at some of these power companies. Florida Power and Light Companies right now got about 16, almost 17,000 people out. Now they've evidently, maybe they have crews out there, Captain, I don't know, but they've actually gone in the right direction here over the last hour or so. Duke Energy looks like they've got about 21,971, so almost 22,000 customers out right now. So we'll continue to monitor that. Up in the Big Bend area, Wakulla County, still about 580, but we expect these numbers to rise commensurate with the storm coming ashore in those areas.
Yeah, and Duke is my power provider because I live in the rural section of St. Petersburg, not the city, the rural section. I'm glad to hear that you're reporting it that way. Now, we need to tell you that we are not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination. Just as we sit here and watch and see where Idalia is going to be going to, and Franklin, of course, is moving out into the ocean, slowly, but moving out into the Atlantic Ocean and further north, we have a system, 11, another system that's building, Tropical Depression number 11, winds of 35 miles an hour, and it's to the east of Bermuda in a straight line across from Florida. Don't know where that's going to go. We have another disturbance number 2, in the central subtropical Atlantic, with showers and thunderstorms. It's very disorganized. It's only got a 10% of developing at the moment, but we'll see what happens. And then just coming off Africa right now, we have disturbance number 1 with a 40% chance of cyclone formation in the next 48 hours and a 60% chance over the next week. Now, this is down low, again, similar to where Idalia came out of. And it looks like as if it's going to stay down that way at the moment. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 systems over in the eastern part of the United States. And Idalia is going to be a Category 4 coming ashore probably in the next couple of hours. That's my best guess. And, again, we'll see how that all plays out. Kyle, this
well,
is...
Captain,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm just going to say, listener Wally sent us a message here just in the last few minutes saying that the Howard Franklin is now evidently covered with water. This is some brand new information that we have now.
Well, the Howard Franklin northbound, okay, the right shoulder is the southbound side. And, the winds are coming from the south, so it's blowing the water up onto the bridge. Now, the troopers told me yesterday that if it did it again, if it came up there like it did once before and got up on the road, they would shut down the bridge. So be prepared, be prepared. They're not going to let you drive through a bunch of water that's busting up over the top of the break wall right there and come up onto the highway, make things treacherous because you could have a really serious accident. So I wouldn't be surprised if that bridge doesn't get shut down in the next few minutes, and we hear about that next.
Yes, exactly right. And also taking a look at some of these rain bands, Captain, especially for our friends in Orlando, they seem to be getting a lot of rain in that area. This is going to head on up the east coast of Florida, up through Ormond Beach, St. Augustine, up to Jacksonville, of course, and north of there as well. And, of course, spiraling around. And it goes all the way up in Georgia, all the way up to Americus is where they're getting some rain in these outer bands right now.
Now, we knew that Idalia was going to be a rain event. We knew that, and we kept talking about that because of the fact that it was just building up the way that storms do when they take their time to come across and move into an area. So I'm not surprised with anything we're hearing about the surge with the winds pushing the water up on the right side, because that's the worst place to be. It's called the dirty side of the storm. When you're on the right side of the storm, and we were on it when it went by us, so the bands are still being produced, a big long trail down into the Gulf of Mexico, and is still producing results, as we know by what's transpiring right here in our backyard, correct?
Well, that's exactly right. And even up in Tallahassee right now, we're reading moderate rain, all in that area. And one of the things, again, Captain, this particular area of Florida has not been hit by a greater than Category 3 hurricane, I think, ever in collective memory or history. There's going to be a lot of damage, unfortunately, at a Category 4.
That's a 3 headed for a 4, and a 4 is a devastating storm. We just wish everybody luck and hope that they stay out of harm's way. All right, Kathy's going to take us to break. We'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 8...
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. And, of course, we are in the midst of a hurricane warning, a hurricane watch. Lots of water being pushed around here by the surge and the waves and the wind that's blowing the waves up onto the highway. We got a problem northbound I-275, the Howard Franklin Bridge, with water coming up over the break wall onto the road. And that's going to make things very exciting, so please be careful. This portion of the program, my conversation with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, active duty military, first responders, veterans, church pastors too. You get a tremendous opportunity to save money because we take care, Moss takes care of you for your service to our country. The North Florida Avenue store right up there, Moss Acura, right next door to the Moss Nissan store, is the place to go to find out more. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and you'll get a great deal to begin with. And don't forget, tell them the captain sent you. That opens the door for some really great savings. All righty, let's go over to Kyle Warren, first of all. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And now we're going to bring in the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
Well, of course, we are having a lot of fun down here, and I don't mean that literally. I mean, it's been an interesting night with all those things bouncing around down here, tornado warnings and watches here and there, and the surge coming in and the waves pounding and flooding going on in places where you knew it was going to flood and other places where you haven't seen it in a while. A 16-foot surge could be happening up in the panhandle of Florida, up there in the Big Bend area, and this is really going to be interesting. And then on top of all of that, we have behind this storm, Dahlia, we have, Franklin's still out in the Atlantic Ocean. We have three more storms that have emerged.
Mm-hmm.
So things are just starting to get busy.
Oh, yeah. Some years it's busy, some years it's not. It's kind of how it goes.
Now, this is going to be good for certain stocks. We've talked about this before, that some of the emergency services, the people that make flashlight batteries and the people that make extrication cool tools for busting open doors and windows and that sort of thing, they could be making a lot of extra money because of the fact that people are going to be buying it.
Possibly. I mean, we shall see, how everything goes. A lot of times you see, they've already built up a lot of their inventories, coming into hurricane season because they want to be prepared for this. So, we'll see how all of that, plays out. But, natural disasters are not, they're not economic, saying it's like a broken windows fallacy. Where people say, "Oh, you want to create economic activity? You go out to a parking lot. You start smashing people's windows, forcing people to fix the windows on their cars." Well, all it does is divert money that was going to go in one place into another place. It doesn't increase any economic activity.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to turn this over to Kyle because he's got some questions for you. The Commerce Chief says that the U.S. firms are complaining that China is now uninvestable.
Well, yeah, it's gotten very, very difficult. It's uninvestable simply because of, China needs the money, too, so they're playing both sides. They're going all over the world, looking for people to invest in their economy because it's a disaster. But then, they're cracking down. I mean, it doesn't take much there to get in trouble with their espionage laws. And, just as of recently, a couple companies, U.S. companies got, in trouble. Bain Capital was one. There was another one as well. When there's uncertainty there, it adds another layer of risk to your investment. And people are saying, is it worth it? Is it worth investing over there? I mean, not to mention the fact, what are they going to do? Are they going to go in to Taiwan? People saw what happened, Russia goes into Ukraine and a lot of companies pulled out and businesses lost a lot of money over there. So there's a myriad of reasons why China's become, uninvestable, if you will. I mean, some people will go into various different areas that are over there, but they're in dire, dire straits right now. And the people in charge, again, I've been talking about this for great lengths for a very long period of time on my program. I never believed in their economic numbers. I always knew that what was happening right now was inevitable. And, simply because you got this Xi Jinping fella in there that is very different than his predecessors, very different than Hu Jintao that was before him. This guy is a true believer when it comes to, socialism and communism. And he's not making the right decisions and the right choices. And there's too much command and control out of Beijing. And unless they change direction when it comes to their economy, I mean, you got people out there that are actually predicting that the country might not even last another 10 years.
Hmm. Kyle, what's on your mind?
Well, Captain, thank you, and good morning again, Chris. What you're just talking about with China here made me think about, for example, the entertainment industry and even the sports industry. They want to be friendly with China in many ways because they want access to that huge market, as it were. But with these problems that China's having, does that start to become less attractive to things like the entertainment or sports?
Well, I mean, when people aren't spending as much money, I mean, their population over there saves a lot of money. They do. It's part of their culture. But now, you know, one of their biggest assets and was building up for their people there was the value of their real estate. And the real estate is falling off a cliff. And they don't have much. It's a communist country, but they don't have much when it comes to Social Security and social safety nets, not to mention the fact they have a population that is aging rapidly. I mean, some people are actually saying that they're actually over, they actually are lying about their actual population, which could be 100 million people less than they're actually saying. They've had a one-child policy for over three decades. Now they want, you know, people to have kids, and they're allowing up for them to have three kids. Now, when you have an aging population like this, not to mention the fact that you don't have a lot of women, because when you had a one-child policy, they were aborting girls in favor of boys, you've got a difficult situation. Who's going to take care of all these older people? Now, their property values have dropped precipitously. People are nervous. They're not spending money. It's in a deflationary type of a situation. What happens then is that, you know, you got these American companies, you know, that wanted to sell a lot of LeBron jerseys over there. People aren't buying the LeBron jerseys as much because they're not spending the money. So, yeah, they want to be involved over there. They want to obviously sell their wares and get people watching their things. But, you know, it hasn't been as fruitful of an investment as they thought it was going to be.
Well, turning back to stateside, looks like we've got the job openings and labor turnover survey numbers, also known as JOLTS. It came in a little bit better than they thought it might, and that helped, at least what we understand, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. But meanwhile, we've got consumer confidence. Looks like that's beginning to descend.
Well, the JOLTS numbers, we're getting back to the point in time where bad news is good news. And I don't like an economy where we say bad news is good news, where we're all kind of waiting for the Federal Reserve to lower rates. Basically, all of the jobs numbers that have been put out and a lot of the economic numbers, you know, throughout the Biden administration have not been accurate. Like I said, we're becoming more like China. We put out, you know, fake numbers. And everything is getting revised to the downside. In regards now, you know, job openings are under 9 million. That continues to drop. And every single month, they're going down. They're not going up.
Right, exactly. Now, one of the things that we heard about this is that this would help ease pressure on the Fed in terms of its evidently hell-bent inclination to keep raising rates. Do you think it will have an effect on that?
Well, I do. I don't think that, I mean, the Fed keeps talking about how they're going to, you know, raise rates. I don't see it. I don't see how they can continue, you know, to raise rates, you know, like they have been. Because we're looking at a situation right now where, yeah, we've got high inflation, but the government, for crying out loud, has, you know, we're borrowing so much money. We keep raising rates, we're going to go broke.
Okay, Chris, we got to say goodbye. Talk to you tomorrow and stay dry.
Okay.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Carl, hang in there. Folks are coming back, top of the hour break. And we'll be back with more on the other side of the break, and we'll let you know what's going on here. More information about Hurricane Idalia.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.